A brief history of Rutherglen. Take a seat just for a few minutes. The original inhabitants of the land, now known as Rutherglen and surrounds, were the Bangarang. In 1841, it was estimated there were 1,200 Bangarang in the area. By 1845, the whole of the Rutherglen lands were occupied by squatters' runs, and by 1860, there were only 60 Aborigines left in the northeast. Tommy McRae was one of the Bangarang people, and is remembered as a visual recorder of Aboriginal scenes. The discovery of gold marked the beginning of many towns and settlements in the colony, and Rutherglen is no exception. The area was traversed by explorers Hamilton Hume and William Hovell in 1824 and by Major Mitchell in 1836. The first permanent white settlers in the district were Lindsay Brown and Thomas Clark at Gurramadda and John Ford and John Crisp at Wagunya, both parties arriving in 1839. Brown's land extended from the present Gurramadda Park eastward towards Indigo Creek. He planted the first vines in the district in 1851. In 1856, the Indigo Creek became the centre of attention, and diggings at Chilton and Cornishtown were overrun with miners. Prospectors, however, kept searching, and in 1860, they reached the area now known as Rutherglen, with the first claim in the vicinity of Drummond Street, marked by the cairn, in the middle of the road on the intersection of Drummond Street and the Murray Valley Highway. At the height of the rush, the population of Rutherglen varied from between 10 and 20,000. The town was renamed by John Wallace, who came from Rutherglen in Scotland. While gold was the main reason for the Rutherglen Township's initial existence, it was the vineyards planted from 1851 that have made Rutherglen so famous. Today, Rutherglen and District has a variety of wonderful wineries, excellent restaurants, great pubs, cosy bed and breakfasts, and luxury accommodation. There's great festivals and genuine characters. This is a town that is a part of a region blessed with world-class wines, deep soul and character, the Murray River, ancient river red gums, idyllic pastoral scenes, and historic villages.